In March, we reported on the death of Honduran environmental activist Berta Cáceres. Well, just a week after her murder, Nelson Garcia, another activist from her group, the Council of Indigenous and Popular Organizations of Honduras, or COPIN, was also killed. COPIN opposes the Agua Zarca Dam project, which would have cut off Cáceres' Lenca people from their river, and many speculate that opposition may have led to her murder. Joining us now to discuss the dam project and the murders is Peter Bossard, Executive Director of International Rivers. Welcome to Living on Earth, Peter.
Thank you.
So first tell me about this second murder. Who was Nelson Garcia and why was he killed?
Nelson Garcia was a rank-and-file activist with COPIN, this organization that defends indigenous and other marginalized people in Honduras. He was supporting a local community against a land grab. 150 families were living on a plot of land that had been illegally sold by the mayor of this small town, Rio Lindo. And on the day that they were going to be evicted, he helped these families out, helped them to set up a protest. And on the way home to his own house, he was met by four gunmen and killed.
What, if anything, did Nelson Garcia have to do with opposition to the Agua Zarca Dam or other dam projects in Honduras?
In 2009, there was a military coup in Honduras, and a right-wing government came to power after that. And since that time, the government has sold off lands and the rights to rivers to private investors at a massive scale. The indigenous peoples who live in these territories, they have no say in this matter, even though under international law, they would have a right to free prior informed consent, kind of a veto power over projects on their territories. The Agua Zarca Dam is such a private investment where a river was offered to private investors by the government against the resistance of the indigenous Lenca people. And similarly, on this other river where this land grab happened, where Nelson Garcia was killed, there is plans for hydropower companies to come in and build these projects again against the resistance of the local people. It's not in the vicinity of the Agua Zarca Dam, but it's the same mechanism where the natural resources are turned over to private investors against the resistance of people who have lived off from these resources and made good use of them for many generations.
I understand that recently two of the major European financiers of the Agua Zarca Dam project decided to pull their support. Who were they?
Two of the three main financiers of the Agua Zarca Dam are public financial institutions from the Netherlands and from Finland. FMO and FinFund, they operate with public money to invest in supposed development projects in certain countries. They operate almost like a private bank at arm's length from the government, often without much public oversight. So particularly FMO, the bigger among the two institutions, the Dutch financier, has been involved in a series of similar projects in Guatemala, in Panama, which also have created a lot of resistance by indigenous peoples, where local activists were also killed to make way for these projects. So they have operated away from the limelight, but they really have quite a bad track record when it comes to respecting indigenous rights and human rights more generally.
Why did they pull out in this case?
The banks have not pulled out yet. They suspended their support after Berta and Nelson were killed, simply under the immense public pressure. My hunch is that probably the governments, particularly the Dutch government, realized that this was just too embarrassing. The Netherlands and Finland typically have quite strong policies on human rights. And here are these actors which operate with taxpayers' money and become accomplices in such human rights abuses. So if we don't keep up public pressure, they may well continue to fund these projects, but chances are that they will have to pull out eventually.
How important is their support if they eventually pull out? Would that stop the Agua Zarca project?
The two European financiers have contributed $20 million out of total loans of $44 million, so almost half of the funding. Most of the loans have not been disbursed yet. The Agua Zarca Dam has not progressed very far in the construction. And so if they pulled out at this stage, it would be difficult for the dam builder to replace them, particularly after what has happened.
What about the United States? In particular, what role has USAID played in financing this or other projects like it in Honduras?
USAID doesn't typically fund large dams anymore. They have not given any support to the Agua Zarca Dam, but we noticed that they have a project where they work together with the dam builder to make agriculture more productive in the region. We think it should obviously be scrutinized after what has happened. Of course, Honduras is part of the corridor through which a lot of drugs get smuggled to the United States. And so there is U.S. aid for the Honduran military, which has been an accomplice in many of these human rights violations. And so that's our main concern when it comes to the U.S. role in Honduras.
Peter Bossard is the Executive Director of International Rivers. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Steve.